Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. All right, a lot of you have been reaching out on social media saying, Ben, I want to know what you think about the search warrant for Trump now that we've seen it, right? Now that they've released a search warrant, what does it mean and what is your take? Let me tell you exactly what my take is. Number one, they're lying to us and they're full of crap when they say that this was about classified documents. It's actually clearly not purely searching for documents violating classification rules. This was a, not just fishing exploration, this was like a deep sea fishing expedition. This was a, let's go out with nets on a big boat and let's cast a massive net and let's drag it for 5,000 miles and then see what we can get our hands on. Now, before I continue on this, I got to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. Do you know what's happening with inflation? You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues, and you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, second thing you need to understand, there was no national security threat, right? That was amazingly important that they need to run in there right away and do this. How do we know that? Because we know from the warrant that the judge gave them 2 weeks. The judge literally gave them 2 weeks to go in and to do this. We also know the FBI wanted the president to be gone. They didn't want him to be there. They didn't want to have to deal with Donald Trump confronting them. So they made sure that he was out of town before they actually did the raid. And then the media also has now come out saying, you can't use the word raid. The word raid is a lie. It's misleading. There was no raid on Mar-a-Lago, and that's what extremists say. You don't believe me? Listen to CNN this morning in a rush to defend the FBI and the Democratic Party. CNN's Oliver Darcy said, you know, not only are the Republicans assaulting the character of the FBI because, and you say, well, how are they doing that? Because they keep using the word raid.
These outlets have been mostly saying search. Yeah. However, pro-Trump media says raid. They say assault. They say attack. Tell us about the language being used here, the choices being
used. Yeah, I think it's obviously intentional that they want to portray this as an assault on the president or the former president. And I think that the rhetoric that is actually on the right, Brian, is not necessarily coming through in mainstream coverage.
Okay, hold on. Let's unpack that for a minute. So you mean that when we're talking, the New York Times or CNN or ABC, when we are covering criticism from the right, we're doing what wrong?
But that's the problem. It's not criticism from the right. They're not criticizing the FBI. They're aiming to malign the FBI. They're assaulting the character of the FBI.
Oh, we're assaulting the character of the FBI by saying that the FBI raided the home of the former president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago, for an entire day. And now I'm assaulting the character of the FBI by using the term raid. This is when you know they screwed up. When they go on TV with this type of crap, this is when they know they screwed up. So now they've got to turn us into terrorists and us into evil people. And they got to turn us into the worst people that you've ever seen in your life.
And I don't think that the fervor on the right really has shined through in news coverage. It just feels like we're almost ignoring or just hoping that you can ignore some of the rhetoric from these MAGA media stars.
So you're saying it's much more extreme than we're making it out to be.
It's very extreme.
No, it's much more extreme. We're not even covering it. While we're covering it, they will look at you in the eyes and tell you that you're not covering it. Right? They will say, well, the media is not covering this extremism of the Republican Party, while they're actually covering it. They're not covering it, by the way. They're making it up. Notice how they don't name names. They're like, well, these MAGA, right? Make America Great Again radicals. Like, you know, they don't even name names because they know they're having to lie to their audience. This is what they have now done. You're a terrorist. Every single one of us is a terrorist. If you question anything that we do or say, we will tell you you're an extremist.
It's extremist rhetoric. It's incendiary rhetoric, and it has consequences. And we're seeing, you know, earlier this week, there was that attack on the FBI field office.
I love this, by the way. Has no connection to any of this, but we're going to just say it out there anyway, right? There's extremists, and we're going to go out there, we're going to slander the same people that are angry over Donald Trump being raided, and we're going to say that the word raid is assaulting the character of the FBI. The same FBI that lied and allowed for the spying on Donald Trump and the Donald Trump campaign. Never forget that. The same government that went to the FISA court multiple times so that you could spy on Donald Trump. The same government that could have come out and said the Steele dossier was created by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and you cannot use this and weaponize it to try to overthrow the will of the people, right? In an election, which is what they were trying to do, they could have stopped all of that. The same information that Eric Swalwell and every single Democrat knew was paid for and made up by Hillary Clinton, used it to try to overthrow the will of the people. Again, never forget that. But they say if you use the word raid, that's the word now that triggers them. Do you notice this? How psycho this is? They're telling you that the word raid is a word. If you use the word raid, you use that word, that you are a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. You're an evil, sick person. You're part of the problem. You should never criticize the FBI. Who do you think you are? GOP Representative Fitzpatrick, who's a former FBI agent, had to say about this raid and everything that happened. Take a listen.
Now to Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. He's a former FBI agent and federal prosecutor and joins us from Philadelphia. Congressman, good morning to you. I wonder, as a former agent, you've seen the warrant now, as we all have. What does it indicate to you about a potential crime that was committed?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, I think it can be summed up in one line. Margaret, it was an unprecedented action that needs to be supported by unprecedented justification. Part A, was it unprecedented action? Yes, we know that. This has never happened before in our country's history. To the second question, was there unprecedented justification? That remains an open question, and we know exactly where to look, and that is the affidavit of probable cause, the one document that remains under seal. So because we don't have that information, I've encouraged all of my colleagues on the left and the right to reserve judgment and not get ahead of yourself, because we don't know what that document contains. It's going to answer a lot of questions. When we had the press conference on Friday with my fellow Intelligence Committee members, I telegraphed to the press then. I said, the documents that you will see unsealed today, which was the warrant, the rider to the warrant, and the property receipt, are not going to shed a whole lot of light beyond the statutes that were being investigated.
But you voted for a bill in 2018 that made it a felony to possess documents or materials containing classified information. President Trump signed that same bill into law. Did he break it?
Well, that's what we got to find out. I mean, nobody is claiming.
Well, the receipt says that he had classified and top secret and above information in boxes at Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Right. Yeah. Nobody's claiming that it's OK to have. Certainly I'm not, that it's OK to have classified information anywhere outside of a skiff. I know that better than anybody, given my former profession and my current committee assignment. But the problem is that the administration is disputing a lot of what's being publicly reported. So the affidavit will answer that question. Mm-hmm. It will be able to tell us who is providing misinformation. Is it the prior administration or the current administration? We need to get that clarified.
Well, as you know, news organizations are trying to get a hold of that affidavit, but those aren't normally released during an active investigation. Is it appropriate to release it now in the midst of an investigation?
Well, I would say this, Margaret, at the very least, if they don't want to unseal it for public consumption, they can certainly bring it into the skiff. To bring it to our House Intelligence Committee members. We, after all, do have oversight over the entire intelligence apparatus. So that's what's puzzling to us, Margaret. Myself, Mike Turner, fabulous member of Congress from Ohio, who's taking a very measured approach as well. We understand the dynamics at play here. We just want to get to the truth. That's it.
Yeah.
Objective truth. We're not taking any angle from any side here.
And I want to get...
By the way, I love how harsh and intense the questioning is from Face the Nation, right? They're acting like automatically that Donald Trump has committed a heinous crime, that Donald Trump is a criminal. This is the same type of conversation and questioning that would happen during the entire Russia collusion hoax that they reported on as fact. You also have to understand that the media has been pushing a narrative now for quite some time. The media has been pushing a narrative that the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid wasn't even actually a raid. And definitely, quote, wasn't political. They also are now turning on conservatives now, claiming that if you're upset and you're angry that Mar-a-Lago was raided by the FBI, that you are now an extremist. You shouldn't be surprised that they would try to turn all of us into extremists. You have the same DOJ and FBI that classified parents who went to school board meetings as, quote, domestic terrorists for standing up for their children and making sure they're not indoctrinated by radicals. Never forget that, folks. They classified parents, concerned parents who went to their school board meetings, as domestic terrorists in actual writing and sent it out to the country. Never, ever, ever forget that. So what does the media sound like this week? Well, one, you need to calm down. This wasn't really a raid. This was the Donald Trump didn't. There was nothing. This was orderly and just calm down. It wasn't political in nature either. And if you think it is, you're a domestic terrorist.
The FBI is a conservative leaning law enforcement organization. And we've sort of like lost the thread on that.
By the way, I love this, right? The FBI, this is their line, is a conservative organization. Did you hear that? The FBI that allowed for fake information and a steel dossier to be used against the president and to be used to impeach a president of the United States of America. And now you want me to believe. You want me to believe that that was an accident? That that wasn't political on purpose? And you want me to believe that they're now a conservative organization, the FBI? The same FBI that looked the other way with James Comey? The same FBI that looked the other way with James Comey on all of the classified information that was on Hillary Clinton's hard drive? The same information, when they subpoenaed it, they destroyed it. The same information that was on laptops, and she had members of her stash literally take hammers to shatter those BlackBerries. The same servers that they said they needed, what did they do to them? They bleached them. The same classified information that showed up on Uma Abedin's computer that also showed up with apparently some sort of horrific pornography that Anthony Weiner was looking at. And no one went to jail. Nobody's house was raided in the middle of the night either. But they want you to believe now that you can't question the FBI because the FBI, as they described it, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a conservative organization, folks. Right? That's what they just said. It's a conservative organization. It's a conservative organization that you should love and cherish and never, ever question, even if they go rogue and go off the reservation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Someone else this week wrote an interesting tweet, and I'm going to read it to you because I do think it tells you about the double standard in this country, especially with the FBI right now. And it was by, I don't know who the individual was, but it said, I post this question on social media. Can someone explain why Trump is getting raided by the FBI while a man on video snorting cocaine with hookers is jetting around on Air Force One? Like, literally this week, there was an executive producer of a local news outlet that wrote back saying, the two are not connected. It's embarrassing that I should have to ask you that. That you should ask that, I should say. Leave it to the media to say the two are totally different, have nothing to do with one another, right? Completely different. Now let's go back to the media spin this week. When you know you screw up, and you know this is hurting the left, and you know this is going to be a big problem, what do? You say anybody that's angry or upset about what just happened, what just went down, is a domestic terrorist. That's what you do. You say anybody that's angry or upset with, you know, that Donald Trump's home was raided as a possible threat to the United States of America. You tell people that you should never question the FBI, right? Because the FBI is a conservative-leaning organization, even though the FBI is the ones that actually abused their power when they went to the White House and laughed about it to interview General Flynn, thought they could, quote, get away with it, right? Thought they could, you know, laughed about how they could get away with it. Said it was funny. They just thought they could send a couple guys over. And they could just, you know, sneak in there because the new guys were too trusting and green. And General Flynn was, you know, such a trusting guy, right? General Flynn's the guy that served his country. Didn't the FBI once talk? Of course. What can I help you with? I want to serve my country. I've been serving my country. That's what I do. I serve this country. And then you entrap him and then you use his kid as leverage? Saying I might charge your son with a crime if you don't, you know, do a deal with us? All this was to try to, by the way, get dirt on Donald Trump. Same thing they did with Papadopoulos. Same thing they did with raiding in the middle of the night, you know, guns a-blazing, right? With you know, all their gear. Roger Stone's house, when they could have just said to Roger Stone's attorney, hey, we want him to surrender, and he would have surrendered, no problem. The media comes out and says to you, look, this is a joke. You guys are idiots, right? The FBI is a conservative-leaning organization, so you should absolutely trust them with everything.
It's a conservative-leaning law enforcement organization, and we've sort of like lost the thread on that in the past 6 years.
These attacks against the FBI, these attacks against the most important federal law enforcement agency
in America. Less than 24 hours after a peaceful search that they gave them a heads up on.
Peaceful search.
It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's not a raid. They didn't, you know, they're not there improperly or unlawfully.
The Justice Department is returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing.
I don't think there was any politics involved.
This appears to be a nonpartisan process.
Because anybody on this set had done the same thing, the exact same result would have occurred.
A judge would not sign off on that if there were not evidence.
Sources tell me.
By the way, I love how they act like, A judge would never sign off on this if there wasn't evidence, right? This would if you and I did the exact same thing, this would have happened to you. Can we not go back to the FBI and the FISA courts got not just approved, but reapproved over and over again to spy on Donald Trump and his campaign with evidence that they actually made up? Do you remember that? Remember the FISA court warrants that were approved over and over again, where it was approved to spy on the Donald Trump campaign, people around Donald Trump, George Papadopoulos and others? They were spied on with fake information, and they went to the FISA court and they kept getting it reapproved on information that they made up. Oh, but you can't question anybody at the top levels of the government, especially the FBI. They want you to believe this is normal, right? My rebuttal is this has never happened in the history of this country, but they want you to believe that raiding the home of a former president is completely normal. And then if you ask a question about, well, then why wasn't Hillary Clinton's home raided with her servers and the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of documents that she had on an unsecure server? How was she able to get away with not only doing that, but then getting rid of the evidence by bleaching the servers and literally having her staff smash the BlackBerries? How did she get away with that and no one visited her home? Because there's a double standard. There's a massive double standard. But let's get ready, because the media's got their new narrative, and that is that you are a domestic terrorist if you're angry.
That, you know, there's a reason they wouldn't go in there if it wasn't really significant, if they weren't really concerned about the nature of the classified information that Trump had, what he might be doing with it, who he might be showing it to.
Let's also talk about that for a second, that narrative that you just heard there from NBC. You know, what they weren't really worried about. The judge gave them a 2-week time frame to actually go in and get the documents. If you're afraid he's showing documents to random people, right, or they're a threat to national security, okay, would you give him 2 weeks? A 2-week window to go in and do the search warrant? Probably not. You'd say go right away. If national security was at risk, as you are claiming that national security is at risk and you had to go in there, why did you wait on purpose until Donald Trump had left Mar-a-Lago to do the raid when you knew he would be in New York after talking with the Secret Service? If you thought that these documents were a threat to our national security, why did you then let them stay there and tell them to put a lock on the door? If there's anything that doesn't scream urgency, it's this, okay? Right? There's no urgency here. A 2-week window to do this report, right, to do this raid tells you it wasn't an urgency factor. It was I got you factor. It's one of, I want to pound you because you're a conservative and I want it to hurt. That's what it is. That is the ball game, folks. That's the whole thing. It's I want to make it hurt, right? I want it to hurt. And so the media keeps lying.
These are real national security concerns.
And the fact that a federal judge approved it shows that, hey, they've got something there. We just don't know what it is.
The former president and his allies are escalating their attacks on the FBI, claiming without any evidence that the investigation is politically motivated.
I love this, right? There it is. So we'll tell you the BS line. That they had to have something there to get this warrant. They lied about another warrant and got a warrant to spy on Donald Trump. Right? They lied about Russian collusion. Hell, the FBI categorized the Steele dossier right away, the intelligence community, as it being user-generating, meaning they knew it came from the people that brought it to them, which was the DNC and Hillary Clinton. And they allowed it to be weaponized for 4 years to undermine the president and to impeach him not once but twice. Oh, but you should trust the FBI now. They would never do anything wrong. You should absolutely trust them. Why are you even questioning the FBI? What is wrong with you? Don't you know? Don't you understand that the FBI is amazing? Don't you understand they would never do anything wrong? And then after we give you that line, we tell you what's even more shocking. is all the conservative extremists. Now, you should have expected this because these are the same people that categorize parents that showed up for school board meetings recently as domestic terrorists, right? You do anything to stand up for your rights, you do anything to stand up against a government that is totally power drunk after COVID and the lockdowns, you stand up for anybody or anything, and immediately what do they say? Oh, you're a terrorist. You're a radical, extremist, right-wing terrorist.
Attacks on the FBI are just very sort of out there and outlandish.
Every person out there attacking this is essentially attacking non-politicized and independent law enforcement.
Republican attacks on the Department of Justice and the FBI intensify, prompting fears that rhetoric could turn to violence.
Growing concerns over the reaction from possible right-wing extremists.
Right-wing extremists, folks, we're the real problem, right? You screw up, you do something wrong, you turn the story around, say anybody questioning us is a radical extremist that's going to kill and murder and is a terrorist.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, now, if you're angry that FBI abused their power and going into Mar-a-Lago, well, you're actually a domestic terrorist now. So just like those parents that went to school boards, you're a domestic terrorist.
Republican attacks on the Department of Justice and the FBI intensify, prompting fears that rhetoric could turn to violence.
Growing concerns over the reaction from possible right-wing extremists.
And they're fomenting that violence right now.
The dangerous rhetoric that is being fomented because of this, because of how Trump talks about a raid on his home. No, man, it was no raid on your home.
They are basically saying that that law enforcement is engaging in some kind of a political attack. Well, the fact of the matter is, there's no reason to believe that, and there's no basis for them to assert that.
That's why we have law enforcement to actually bring fascists to justice.
There it is. It's why we have law enforcement to bring fascists to justice. So Donald Trump is a fascist, and everybody around Donald Trump is a fascist. And anyone that supports him is a fascist. And that's how we keep the narrative alive, folks. That's how we do it. You want to talk about the FBI intimidating people? Let's go back to the guy who had the laptop. The guy who did the right thing and contacted the FBI to give him the laptop. Hunter Biden laptop repairman now says the FBI agent actually threatened him. That's right. Hunter Biden's laptop repairman, John Paul MacIsaac, said an FBI agent threatened him to stay silent after Isaac told the agent he would change the FBI agent's name when he published a book about the laptop from hell. During an FBI visit to Isaac's laptop repair shop in December of 2019 to collect Hunter's laptop and subpoena, Isaac recorded in his book that the agent threatened Isaac to not speak of the incident. "Hey, lads, I remember to change your names when I write the book," Isaac reportedly told the FBI agents while they were heading for the door. Agent Wilson kept walking, but Agent DeMeo paused and turned to face me, Isaac recounted in response. DeMeo said, It is our experience that nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things." That's a threat, by the way. Isaac wrote in his book that he had to digest the encounter due to the incredible statement. Was I being paranoid, or had that agent just told me? And what he said was a direct threat, or at best, a thinly veiled one. The laptop repairman has since sued several media outlets, including CNN, The Daily Beast, Politico, and Representative Adam Schiff for accusing him of pushing Russian disinformation, which he did not do. The laptop is real, it's authentic, and everybody now knows it. CNN's broadcast of the false statement accused the plaintiff of committing an infamous crime, i.e. treason, by working with the Russians to commit a crime against the United States of America by attempting to undermine the American democracy in the 2020 presidential election. The suit reads, I love this. He goes on to attack Brian Stelter of CNN. That's the guy that looks like Mr. Potato Head. Falsely labeled Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation, suggested the laptop content may have been made up, quote unquote. In March, Stelter refused to walk back to this reporter the false claim he promoted on his program. CNN finally admitted in March the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was authentic 532 days after the initial story broke on October the 24th of 2020. CNN's former president, Jeff Zucker, also labeled Hunter Biden's laptop story a Breitbart rabbit hole and unworthy of coverage. During the 2020 presidential campaign, the establishment media tried to twist the story in favor of President Joe Biden. In fact, 15 establishment media personalities claimed that Hunter Biden's laptop emails were likely Russian propaganda. Perhaps most famously, CBS News falsely told then President Trump in 2020 that Hunter's laptop from hell could not be verified. Joe Biden has claimed the emails on Hunter's laptop were just a smear campaign, quote unquote, and a bunch of garbage, quote unquote, and a Politico story that was written that claimed that 51 former intel officials said the laptop was Russian disinformation. So there you go. I promise my Justice Department will be totally on its own making these judgments about how they should proceed. That's what Joe Biden claimed, smiling after winning the 2020 race. Let's go back real quick to those 51 former intel officials that said the laptop was what? What did they say? They said it was a lie. It was Russian disinformation. U.S. Congressman Matt Gaetz has just introduced a resolution to strip security clearances from the intel officials who misled the country about Hunter's laptop. He introduced a resolution to strip the security clearance from intelligence officials who lied to the public about the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop. After the laptop from hell story broke before the 2020 elections, 51 intel officials signed a letter that insinuated that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. The letter was peddled by Politico under the title Hunter Biden's Story is Russian Disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. Most establishment media organizations immediately used the article to discount the revelations from Hunter's laptop, such as those about corruption that allegedly involved now President Joe Biden. Quote, more than 50 former senior intelligence officials have signed on to a letter outlining their belief that the recent disclosure of emails allegedly belonging to Joe Biden's son has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, quote unquote. Because that's what you do. You support the Biden crime family at all costs, right? And then a couple years later, 500 days later, the New York Times in March of 2022 all of a sudden said, okay, we authenticate the laptop, which has been authenticated in 2020 by the New York Post. But who cares, right? And now Gaetz says, all right, you guys want us to trust you? Let's remove the security clearance privileges of the 51 intel officers who co-wrote their own disinformation letter to protect the Biden crime family. Remember how many of them were at the highest levels of their game. Some of them double as actual commentators being paid on CNN and MSNBC as national security analysts. James Clapper, Michael Hayden, Leon Panetta, John Brennan, John McLaughlin, Mike Vickers, Doug Weiss, Nick Rasmussen. All of these different people, David Buckley, all of these different individuals signed this letter, 51 of them. Congressman Gaetz is also seeking to enter Hunter's laptop in the congressional record. Democrats are saying hell no to that. But if the laptop's real, which it is, and if the laptop was made part of the congressional record, it seems likely the contents of the laptop would be made publicly available. That's why Democrats don't want the laptop to be put into the congressional record. There are reportedly, quote, only two copies of Hunter's hard drive. One is in possession of the FBI and the other by Rudy Giuliani. That's what we're supposed to believe. Put it in the congressional record so we can all go online and we can all read it. And if they're, what are they, I would say this, what are they so afraid of? Right? What I mean, really, what are they so afraid of? Why can't we see what's on the laptop that they lied about and said was Russian disinformation when actually it wasn't Russian disinformation at all? Right? What are they so afraid of? Can anyone answer that for me, please? I want to know, what are they so afraid of? They're afraid that you're actually going to read it and you're going to realize how full of crap the entire establishment deep swamp of Washington, D.C. is. Do I trust the FBI? No. Did I used to trust the FBI? Yes. Do I think there's good men and women at the FBI? Yes. But if they knocked on my door, the hell I'm going to help them. I'm getting a lawyer and I'm not saying jack crap until my lawyer is present. Because based on what I've watched them do to some of the greatest men and women in this country's history of serving this country, like General Flynn, I'm not talking to them because I don't trust them. And the real question is, why would anybody at this point trust them if you're a conservative? Look at what they have done to people. Look at how they are treating people. Look at the corruption around them. Right? You can't overlook what they have done. And they want us to believe, by the way, that this raid on Donald Trump's home was appropriate? That it wasn't a fishing exploration? Come on. I want to remind you, we did a deep dive into what they were trying to claim was at his house. And we also been covering the Hunter Biden story in our podcasts. So if you like our show, make sure you listen to the Ben Ferguson podcast every day. Go back and listen to all the news from this past week. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.